is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you. You are tuned in to the Northwoods Fishing Report. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger, and we are super excited up here in the Northwoods. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, and we are officially at the week of Muskie Opener. It is Saturday that it opens, so we are officially, you know, just under 3 days away, and the buzz is in the air. You can feel it. Everyone is super excited. Can't wait to get out on the water and target that fish of 10,000 casts that we all dream of catching. So first things kind of first, we're going to cover multiple things on this episode. We are going to talk about, you know, kind of what spring has brought us this year and what that is going to do to fishing. What are some tactics and tips, you know, that I recommend trying for opening weekend often or early season? And then also we're going to go over, you know, moon phases and weather and stuff like that. What I would expect you can expect to encounter while out on the water here this opening weekend. Everything this year seems to be pushed ahead a little bit. It has been a very warm spring and a very windy spring. So the spawning happened for a lot of the fish quite early. At this point right now on a lot of these lakes, water temperatures are in the low 60s for the most part. I mean, it varies throughout the day, obviously. Sunnier days, surface temps increase a little bit throughout the day, as, you know, the water's still relatively cold compared to the air and the intensity of the sun. So right now, the smallmouth are on their beds. The crappie appear to be done spawning. The muskies are done. And that has me really excited because, obviously, they are done spawning like a week before opener. So these fish should get, you know, a little bit of time to kind of recover from the spawn and be amped up and ready to go for opening weekend. You know, the water temps are getting to that point where these fish should be pretty active, you know, and looking to recover some of those calories that they lost during the spawn. So I am excited. I think fishing should be good. And we're going to go over just a couple of tactics that often work this time of the year. Up here, we often refer to it as the four S's. So it is spring, and in spring, you fish shallow, slow, and small. And when I say that, what I mean is, obviously, shallow is a relative term based on your body of water, but we're looking for warmer water this time of the year. The fish tend to kind of migrate there. There's often a lot of bait fish there. You know, it's been a long, cold winter, and these fish are also trying to warm up, just like you and I. And so a lot of times, they're in the warmest water, and often during the warmest part of the day. Quite often shallow, you know, mud or sand flats most of the time. When I say slow, I'm talking about the retrieval speed of our baits and our cadence. Typically, this time of the year, they're eating smaller baits. So I'm gonna throw smaller stuff, but I'm gonna move it slower because they haven't quite, the water temps aren't up to, you know, midsummer temperatures. So they haven't quite amped up to their midsummer activity levels, but they are starting to kind of rear up to get there. So I'm throwing stuff moving slower than I would in the middle of the summer. So when I'm working baits, you know, glide baits or twitch baits, I'm giving them extenuated pauses. And I'm, you know, not cranking them in fast. Same with a bucktail. I'm not sitting here burning them over the weeds. I'm trying to slow roll them over the weeds. And fishing in shallow water with bucktails and getting them over the top of the weeds while retrieving slowly can be difficult. But what I often will do is make a little bit shorter casts and keep my rod tip at a high angle, and that allows me to retrieve the bait a little bit slower but keep it higher in the water column and off some of the weeds. And then obviously as you get closer to the boat, you kind of drop your rod tip, you know, so that you're not pulling your bait out of the water. Small baits, as I had mentioned, for this time of the year, that's typically what I'm throwing. Now I don't throw a ton of huge baits often. To begin with, I am a smaller bait fisherman for the most part, but, you know, this time of the year, I'm using a lot of single blade bucktails. I do like the Booker, you know, 500 and 700 series a lot. I'm using smaller glide baits or twitch baits, you know, Phantoms. I like the 6-inch size. I like baby shallow raiders, you know, they're 5 inches. I like the 6-inch, maybe even the 7-inch slammer. Those are good, you know, kind of twitch baits that I like to throw oftentimes too. I will throw dive and rise, you know, especially working over some of these emergent weeds. You know, if there's decent little pockets, it's really nice to kind of work that bait and then get a nice pause right in that weed pocket. And I want to be throwing baits that are not super, super buoyant. I want them to kind of hang. So I don't want something with a super fast sink rate, and I don't want something that's floating up very quickly. If I'm throwing some of these smaller dive and rise baits like the Titan Junior, I'm going to make sure I have a little weight in there so that, you know, that bait is very, very slowly rising, if rising at all. Still working my bait in the top 1 to 4 feet, you know, of the water column. That's, I mean, essentially as deep as I'm often fishing to begin the year as well. But, you know, I want that bait to hang, move very, very slowly. I don't want it to rise too quickly and be too aggressive. You know, like I said, spring, shallow, slow, small. These are kind of some of the examples. When I'm out on the water, I'm often looking for, like I had mentioned, some of the warmest water. Oftentimes these fish will even sit, you know, without any kind of coverage, just on mud flats, just because the water's the warmest this time of the year. So even if, you know, there's no weed coverage, don't rule out a spot just because of that. If the water is warm in that spot, especially compared to the rest of the lake, and there's bait there, there will be muskies there. Don't overlook spots just because they don't have significant cover for the fish to sit in. They don't necessarily need that cover. Sometimes it's about, you know, the water temps that they are looking for, or a structural bottom transition. You know, as I mentioned, these spots often that tend to be warmer are going to be sand or mud on the bottom. You know, the fish don't often sit there with no cover, except for this time of the year when they're trying to warm up. So look for that. Also, obviously it's early in the year. We do have some emerging weeds. I do like fishing over emergent weeds early in the year. It has been very productive as well. However, weeds are not a primary thought in my mind this time of the year. Like I said, the primary thing is kind of finding warm water and finding bait fish. And then also, if the system you're fishing has any kind of rivers, I often will be fishing, you know, around the mouths of those, or in my situation, like the Eagle River chain, we have a chain of 10 lakes down below the dam. And so oftentimes I will fish the lake that is closest to the dam this time of the year, because these fish run up river to spawn. And that leads me to believe, you know, if they're running up river to spawn to the dam, then the highest concentration of fish in that whole kind of ecosystem of the chain, in my thought, again, in theory and processing, is that the majority of the fish, or the most fish out of anywhere in the system at one time, are going to be on that lake closest to the dam, below the dam, where there's current coming in. I don't necessarily want to be fishing rivers or creek mouths, you know, that are flowing out, because ideally these fish are running upriver. Now, you know, again, if you have a chain of lakes or you do have multiple rivers, you know, it is also possible, though, for fish from another system to swim up that river into the one you're fishing. You know, in which case they could be sitting outside of the mouth of a creek or river that flows out. So, you know, outside of creek mouths in general is good to check. I do like the ones, you know, that are flowing in as opposed to out, but both can be productive. So look for both of those. Another reason to be excited, obviously it's been a long winter. Another reason to be excited for opening weekend is we have the full moon on Thursday this week, which means opening weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are 2 and 3 days removed from the full moon. So it is really nice that the moon cycle kind of lines up nicely for us, you know, looking ahead to the weekend. Looking forward to that. Also, the weather looks pretty good. We'll cover that here. I'm going to kind of talk about Saturday in specific, and then also Sunday in specific, being opening weekend. So as I mentioned, opening day just a couple of days away. And my biggest question is, are you ready? I'm not just saying, you know, mentally prepared and excited. I mean, did you do the necessary preparations you needed to do in the off season to be truly ready to go out muskie fishing on opening day? You know, did you sharpen your hooks? Did you change your line out? And if you didn't, well, you got a couple of days. You know, I would hurry up and get on it, because at the end of the day, you know, you really do want to be ready for opening day and have all of your equipment ready to go. Because the last thing we want to do after a long off season is go out, contact a fish, and then have something happen where we don't land the fish because our gear was not up to the standard it needed to be up to going out that day. So make sure our hooks are sharp and make sure we have new line on our reels. But we want to make sure that we are doing everything in our power to get these fish in the boat. So make sure, like I said, sharp hooks. I can't stress that enough, especially after the long off season for opening weekend. So Saturday, opening day, the sun will rise at 5:14 in the morning and it sets at 8:33 in the evening. There will be a total of 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. The moon will rise at 11:28 in the evening, which brings us or gives us a evening minor of 10:58 to 11:58. The moon will then set at 6:15 in the morning, which gives us a minor from 5:45 to 6:45 in the morning. The moon will be directly overhead at 2:23 in the morning, which gives us a major from 1:23 until 3:23. The moon will be directly underfoot at 2:52 in the afternoon, which gives us an afternoon major of 1:52 to 3:52. Now, looking at the moon pattern here on Saturday, being just a couple days removed from the full moon, I am really, really excited about the moon underfoot phase that we have on Saturday. It will give us a major, like I had mentioned, 1:52 to 3:52 in the afternoon. So that's right during the warmest part of the day, typically this time of the year when the fish tend to be the most active. So I do think on Saturday that that moon underfoot afternoon major will be a key bite window. Also, as far as weather goes, Saturday, it doesn't look too bad. They're calling for a mix of sun and clouds, about 64, 65 degrees, and they're calling for west winds at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And as I had mentioned, this spring has been very, very windy. 10 to 15 miles an hour, believe it or not, at this point, almost seems kind of calm to us up here because it has been so windy lately. So 10 to 15 out of the west, you know, makes boat control a little bit tougher, but it's not unfishable by any means. I will definitely still be out fishing as it's been a long winter and I can't wait. I'm just chomping at the bit to get out there and target these fish. On Sunday, we have a sunrise at 5:13 and a sunset at 8:34. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 21 minutes of daylight. The moon rise actually takes place on Sunday night after midnight. So technically, there's an overlapping minor, you know, that starts Sunday night and goes into Monday morning. The moon rise is actually at 12:17 Monday morning. And therefore that, like I said, that overlapping minor is going to be from 11:47 Sunday night until 12:47 Monday morning. The moon set is at 7:16 in the morning. That gives us a minor from 6:46 until 7:46 in the morning. The moon will be directly overhead at 3:22 a.m., which gives us a major from 2:22 till 4:22 in the morning. And again, I think our prime bite window as far as the moon phase and time of year goes is going to be when the moon is underfoot. On Sunday, it will be directly underfoot at 3:52 in the afternoon, which gives us a major from 2:52 until 4:52. So again, during the warmest part of the day, I really do think, again, The moon underfoot on Sunday is also going to be the key bite window. As far as weather goes on Sunday, they are calling for right around 70 degrees with southeast winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. So relatively calm, should be an enjoyable day. It's supposed to be partly cloudy. You know, obviously the weather, especially up here with all of our lakes, changes drastically quite quickly. So these are just the weather predictions from our weathermen. These are not my predictions. So please do not get mad at me when it rains, you know, when they're predicting sun on Wednesday when I'm doing the report, and Saturday it ends up, you know, raining. So do keep that in mind. Keep up on the weather. If you see any fronts coming in, make sure you're being safe, obviously, if there's thunderstorms, and getting off the water if need be. But also, do remember, right before fronts are often the best times to fish. The fish tend to be most active. So I love fishing before fronts, and I do recommend it. Just like I said, try not to, you know, live on the edge too much, and make sure you are being safe and getting in if need be. Guys, that pretty much wraps it up. I appreciate you for listening, and good luck this weekend. I hope, you know, you guys get out there and catch some fish in these decent looking weather conditions and good seasonality conditions. It should be a good opening weekend, and we will be back with you next weekend, or next week, I should say, to report about how we did and the upcoming weekend. Thanks.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors: The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter; Livingston Lures, hear the difference; The Figure Eight Lure Company; The Muskie 360 app.